R&B legend Al Green has been struggling with those questions for years. Al Green is known as the Minister of SEX. Countless couples since the early 70s have, enjoyed an Al Green record on the stereo as background music. But in 1976, Al Green put all that behind him and became a real minister, the Reverend Al Green of the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee. And he's been pretty much singing gospel music ever since. That is, until now. His new album is called Lay It Down, and it's old school R&B. Al Green spoke with Steve Paulson about the place where God and the world meet. It's a place he calls L-O-V-E.
Everybody want to push, get over a point now. And nobody want to talk about I love you, because that seems like it's too melancholy or something. It's too... But love is a strong, strong element. And if we can use that, we wouldn't hate so much.
So do you think love is still what makes the world go round?
Oh, love is what makes the world go round. See, I have got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you'd say, well, make me feel, my girl, that's it, Temptations. That's it, you know, Sugar Pie, you know, Four Tops. I mean, that's what, can't help myself, you know, I love you and nobody else. That's what it is, yeah.
Now, one of your classic songs from the 70s was your big hit, Love and Happiness.
Okay.
And it seems like happiness is another one of those words that's really not talked about a lot in contemporary music.
Yeah.
I guess it sort of raises the question of whether happiness is something very different than love, or whether it's sort of, I don't know, it's kind of like love, but just sort of said in a different way.
Well, you know the way we put it in there. We put love and happiness in there, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the way we grew up, that the two go together. If you're going to be in love, you probably are going to be a happy man. And so we're thinking about love and happiness. Now, there's a lot of folks that say they're in love today, but they're awfully unhappy. And something is wrong with that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness.
So what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? To be able to be an artist, to paint a picture, and the people can understand the artwork in the picture. And my whole life has been kind of contributed to that. And the work in the tabernacle, and also out on the road. I mean, it all goes together, because, you know, God works all things together for good, for them that love him. So, I mean, man, I'm pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So that you sort of see sort of God being part of, I mean, obviously your work in your church, but also what you do when you're touring on the road.
Shoot, if he wasn't, look, God is not just God on Sunday or when I'm in the tabernacle. God is God on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's God every day. So, I said, I work all things. That means everything.
Now, a lot has been made of your return to secular music after years of singing gospel. What made you return to your roots in soul and R&B?
After I came to understand what I was doing, what God had for me to do. I mean, I had questions. I had to go off and find Al. That's why I didn't sing secular music for 7 years, because I had to find out what all this meant. I mean, how are you going to convert me? And you got me singing Love and Happiness right here. Well, it said, I was told right away, what's the second verse in the song? And I'm going like, I don't know. Let me see. It's be good to me and I'll be good to you, and we'll be together to see each other, walk away with victory. And immediately I got, that's me. I'm victory. I'm God all by myself. So you sing your songs. You're talking about love. Love makes the world go round. Love makes family. Love makes home. Love makes children. Love makes happy people. You sing, if you obey and do what I tell you, on all thy ways, sing all the concerts you want to sing, and all thy ways acknowledge me, and I'll direct, and you follow me.
That's really interesting to hear you say that, because I guess I was expecting to hear you say that sort of there's this clear line between secular and sacred music, but maybe there's not. It sounds like you're saying that, for instance, this recent album that you did, I mean, you feel the presence of God there too.
Well, Lay It Down, for instance, which is the title of the album, that's your personal life. So my wife says to me, Al, could you please stop telling people our personal business on the CD? That's between you and me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going like, honey, if you just be quiet, nobody will ever know. And she started laughing herself, saying, oh, what is man? Oh, yeah. I just met you just the other day. Everything started flowing my way. Oh, yeah. I just love you. Really, I just love you for yourself.
Would you sing a different kind of song, or would you play different music when you're in church?
I sing what given to me to sing in church. Last Sunday I was there, I sung a song by Hank Williams. I Saw the Light. I sung a song by Dolly Parton. I might sing, but it fits the character of what the church is for, and what is to inspire people to keep moving on and pressing on and don't give up and all that type of stuff, and trying to educate the kids and pay the bills and all that kind of stuff.
What do you consider to be the greatest gift that God has given you?
I guess it's this voice I has, I guess. I mean, you know, I don't know where it come from. I don't know how I got it. And so some lady was asking me a minute ago, what do you do to keep it like the way it is? And I'm going like, I don't do nothing. I didn't give it to me, so I don't know how I got it. I'm not aware of how I got it. I'm totally absent from the way of which way I got it, you know.
So do you feel like you're kind of, that God is kind of speaking through you when you're singing?
I know he is, because love hopeth all things, beareth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. I want to tell you one last time, all I need.
don't want no crime, yeah. Everything to me.
In some ways, what we're talking about are, I mean, to some degree, the differences between sensuality and spirituality.
Now you got it.
And that's the way a lot of people look at your career. I mean, sort of the early years, you know, you were, mm-hmm. you were the minister of love, the minister of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went off and, you know, you spent your years in the church, mm-hmm. especially singing gospel. And a lot of people said, oh, you know, you sort of see these as two separate things. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you, is there a place where those two things come together?
Well, they can only come together when you do it right. The sensual and sacred can only come together when a man commits to a woman and a woman commits to a man, and they go and make a covenant together, and they actually walk down the aisle and they actually exchange the rings and they actually swear in sickness and health, good or bad, well, they stay together is the whole thing, whether times are good or bad, happy or sad, that's where, then that's right. That's the right way to do it. Now, if you're just going to run off to the Hilton for a couple of hours, you're going to tickle the preacher. Because I know, and you know too, that that's not going to really be the lasting type of love that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Can't live like that, right?
Although I'm willing to bet that a lot of those people who were listening to your songs back in the 70s, mm-hmm. we're those kinds of people who might run off to the Hilton for a couple of hours.
Ain't no doubt. I mean, I know that. I mean, I was running off to the Hilton, too. Come on, what are you talking about? I mean, I did. That's why I was the stewardess on the plane yesterday come down from Vancouver said, I grew up to your music. I told her I did, too. And she just cracked up and went to laughing because, I mean, we kind of all grew up to it. I was off to the Hilton a few times myself. But I had to learn. I had to learn. As you go along, you learn.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new. Spend my life with you. Let me say it seems, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I
that you made as a young man, mm-hmm. say back in the 70s. I mean, obviously, you've left us this incredible legacy of music over all mm-hmm. these decades. But are you proud of all of your music, or are there some songs that you think back and think, well, you know, maybe those weren't the right messages I was singing about?
No, my music is just like my children. I can't pick one over the other. I just love them both, and I love them all. And I mean, you know, I just. They're like, you can't pick one of them because all of them are you. And when I look around the floor, you know, there's little Nicholas over there. Well, he's a little chubby little rascal, but he looks just like Al. Well, there's Trevor over there. Well, Trevor, he looks just like Al. There's Kayla over there. She looks like Al. So all of them really, I can't pick one over the other. I can't pick Al Jr. over Trevor because they're all the same kids. Come from the same tree, right? Yeah, I mean, it's all coming from the same source.
We ought to stay together.
Al Green's latest CD is called Lay It Down. Steve Paulson spoke with him. I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.